Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Beizer Hashem Yisborach, we are continuing on to the second part of the first topic of Parsha Shlach, the Chet HaMeraglim, Perek Yud Daled, Posuk Yud Aleph. Vayoyimer Adonu Yel Moshe, Ad Ono Yenatsuni Ha'om Hazeh, Ve'ad Ono Lo Yamin Uvi, Bechoil Hoisois, Asher Osisi Bekirboi. And Hashem says to Moshe, until when will this nation anger me? And until when will they not have faith in me and trust me, despite all the nisim, the miracles that I have done among him? Says Rashi, ad ono ad heichon, which means until when, not until where. Yena'atsuni yargizuni. B'choy lo isois, b'shvil kol anisim shosisi lohem. All the miracles that I've done for them, hoyo lohem lahamin. They should have had trust and faith in me, that I am capable of fulfilling my promises to bring them in Eretz Yisrael. So until when will they not have faith in me despite all the nisim that I've done for him? I'm going to strike them with the plague and annihilate them. I promise to the Ovois that I'll bring their descendants to Eretz Yisrael. No problem. I'll make you, Moshe, into a great and mighty nation, greater and mightier than Am Yisrael now. And them I'll bring to Eretz Yisrael. Says Rashi Va'irishenu, it doesn't mean to inherit, rather, Kitargumoi, Loshen Teruchin, to throw out of the world. That's what happens when you'll kill them. You're also the descendants of Avomitzov Yaakov. Posuk Yud Gimel. The next four psukim, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Tezvov, Tezayin, have to be read together. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's Taina to Hashem. Why? It's not a good idea to do Akenu Vadever of Irishenu. We'll read it all together and then we'll explain it. ויאמר משה אל אדוני ושמעו מצרים כי הליסו וכיחכו אסום הזה מקרבוי ואומרו אל יושב האורץ הזויס שמעו כי אתו אדוני בקרב אום הזה אשר עין בעין נראו אתו אדוני וענונכו עמד עליהם ובעמוד ענון Ato hoylech lifnehem yoimom uveamud eish loylo veim ato esom hazeh kish echod v'omeru hagoyim asher shomeu es shimacho leimor mi bilti yechoyles adoinoy leovi esom hazeh lo oretz asher nishba lohem v'yishchotem b'midbor.
First I'll speak out outside what Moshe Rabbeinu's taina is, and then we'll see how it fits into the psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu Tainas to Hashem, there will be a tremendous Chilul Hashem if you go forth with your plan. What's going to happen? The Egyptians, that you took this nation out of them with your strength, they're going to say the reason that you killed them in the desert is because, true, you were stronger than them, but you were not strong enough to take the Canaanim out of Eretz Canaan. And therefore, when you saw your plan wasn't going anywhere, you simply killed them. Why won't you think that the Mitzrim will attribute the killing of Am Yisrael to Am Yisrael's chet? That's because they see how you treat them. They see that there's anonym covering Am Yisrael, and there's an onon, the cloud of the Shekhinah, leading them by day, and Amud Esh by night. And therefore, why should they assume that Am Yisrael did anything wrong? They see the same loving relationship that always was. Nothing changed. And therefore, the only svara they can come up with, why did you kill them? Because you're not strong enough to get the Canaanim out of Eretz Canaan. That's Chilul Hashem. Let's see it inside. Posuk Yud Gimel. ויאמר מוישה אל השם ושומו מצרים דמצרים that כי הליסו בכוחכו אסום הזה בקרבוי. Those Egyptians that you took them out from among them with your mighty strength, and they're going to say אל יושב אורץ הזויס. They're going to say the reason you killed them is because the people in Eretz Yisrael are too strong, as Posuk Tezayin really continues.
Pasuk Tezayin says, "Mibilti Yecholes Hashem." Hashem is not capable of bringing this nation to the land He promised them because they're too strong, and therefore He shecht them in the desert. Why won't they think that it's because Am Yisrael sinned? That's what Pasuk Yudalit continues. Shomu ki ato Hashem mikerev haom hazeh. They've heard that Hashem is among Am Yisrael. Asher ayin be'ayin. You have revealed yourself to them face to face by Mount Sinai, and you continue to dwell among them through the Onon, and with the pillar of Onon you go and travel in front of them by day, and the pillar of fire by night. And what's going to happen, Pasuk Tezvov, if you kill this nation as one, you annihilate them? What are they going to say? All those goyim that heard all the tremendous nisim you did in Mitzrayim until now, what are they going to say? They will not attribute it to Am Yisrael's chatoim, as Pasuk Gedal just explained. What are they going to attribute it to? They're going to say, Mibildi Yecholes Hashem, that Hashem is not capable of bringing this nation to the land He promised them, and therefore He killed them in the desert. Chilul Hashem, says Rashi, posted good gimel. V'shomu Mitzrayim. What are they going to hear? Not ki he'elisa b'chechacho es ha'om hazeh mikirboi. That they know, they experienced that. Rather, v'shomu eis asher tahar geim. They're going to hear that you killed them. Ki he'elisa ki meshamesh b'loshen asher. Namely, the Mitzrim that you took Am Yisrael from among them, they saw asher ha'elisa b'chechacho ha'godol oisam mekirbam. They saw it with their own eyes. Ukshiish mushato hilgam lo yomru shechatu loch. They're not going to attribute it to the chatoim of Am Yisrael. Elo yomru shekenegdom yocholti leilochem. Avol keneged yoishvi ha'aretz lo yocholti leilochem. Vizuhi, and this is the flaw of the psukim, says Rashi. V'omu el yoyshev oretz azoyis, k'moy al yoyshev oretz azoyis. Regarding the Knanim, u'ma yoyimru aleihem, mash omu musayfo inyan and posuk tezayin mi bilti yecholes Hashem. And why will they say that and not attribute it to their chatoim? Bishvil sheshomu ki ato Hashem shoychen mekirbo. Ve'ain ve'ain atonir Elohim, you appear to them face to face. Ve'akul b'derechiba, in a loving relationship. Ve'lo yikiru b'choshenit ko'avos romem adeno. They didn't hear that anything changed in that loving relationship. Ve'imato esorom hazeh ki'ish echod pisoim. Suddenly, u'mitur kach yoim v'omru agoyim asher shomu ha'shim acho mibilti yecholes Hashem. Lefi shiyoish v'yoretz chazokim v'kiboyrim. Being that the nation of Eretz, the Eretz Knanim, are very strong, they're mighty warriors. Paroi can't compete, is not comparable to the 31 Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. This is the continuation of Posuk Yudalid, regarding the Knanim, the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael. This is what they're going to say, that they're stronger than the Mitzrim. Says Rashi, mi bilti. Rashi is bothered by the mem of mi bilti. The Pasuk could have simply says that bilti yecholes Hashem. Hashem is incapable of bringing them to Eretz Canaan. Says Rashi, no, that's not what the Pasuk is saying. The mem is very important. You have to read it to make the flow of the sentence to connect it to the last two words of the Pasuk. Mitoir shelo yo yecholes yecholes biyad laviyom. Therefore, shchotom. That's the flow. He's not simply going to say that Hashem couldn't bring them in. Rather, since He couldn't bring them in, that's the mem, mitoich, since He couldn't bring them in, because they're stronger, therefore, shchotom, He shechted them, He killed them. Yecholes shem dovo, who? It's not a capability, it's not yecholes of a loshon nekeva. Rather, it's a noun. As if to say, the capability of Hashem did not allow him to bring them to Eretz Canaan. Posuk Yud Zayin, ve'ato yigdalno koyach adoinoi kasher dibarto leimor. And now says Moshe to Hashem, I'm asking of you, Hashem, yigdalno koyach Hashem, may your strength become even greater to hold yourself back from annihilating the Yidin. Kasher dibarto leimor, as you have told us in the past. By the Kapor of Chet Ha'egel and Parshas Kisisa on Yom HaKippurim, when Hashem revealed the Yud Gimel Midos, Adonoi, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed, Noisei Avoyin V'Fosha, V'Nakein Lo, Yenake Poiked, Avoyin Avoyin Salmonim, Al Shileishim, V'Al Ribeim.
And what did Hashem reveal to Moshe back then in Parashas Kisiso? That Hashem is Erech Apayim. He has lots of patience for tzaddikim and rashoim, waiting for them to do tshuva.
V'Rav Chesed, he does lots of chesed. He carries the ovoin and fesha, the chatoim of people, until they're venake, until they do tshuva, so he can be mechaper their chatoim. But lo yenake if they don't do tshuva.
And poiked avoinovo is albonim. If children, val shileishim, grandchildren, van riben, great-grandchildren, continue on in their ways of their father, namely they continue the chatoim of the father, grandfather, and great-grandfather, Hashem will be poiked avoinovois. Hashem will remember and use it against them and punish also the children and grandchildren for the chatoim of the father.
Posuk Yutes, Selachno, Lavoin, Homaze, Kegudel Hazdeho, Vechashon, Sosolo, Homaze, Mimitraim, Vadheino.
Moshe Rabbeinu is pleading with Hashem, please forgive the chet of this nation. Aye, it's a big chet, true, but your chesed is even greater. And just like you have carried this nation from Mitzrayim till here with all the troubles that they did, with all the complaining, you carry them. Please continue to carry them and forgive them for this chet.
Says Rashi, Posuk, Yud Zayin, Yigdal no koyach Hashem lasois devorecho.
To fulfill what you said. Kashal dibalto lema umau adibu. What was that you said in Parshas Kisiso?
Hashem erech apayim letzadikim velorashoim.
Don't say erech af, loshen yochid. Rather apayim, plural, for tzadikim and rashoim.
Kesheolo moishel amoroim mitzurim moishel hakadosh baruch hu. Shoyoyishev koysev Hashem erech apayim
in Parshas Kisiso. Omaloi letzadikim. Says Moshe to Hashem, this Erech HaPayim, this patience is for tzaddikim. If they do a chet, you don't punish them right away. You're patient with them until they do tshuva.
Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avlo reshoim. No, it's also for reshoim.
Omale reshoim yevedu. Why do they deserve patience? You should destroy them on the spot.
Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chayecho, I promise you, shato tzorich ladovo.
You're going to use this Erech HaPayim letzaddikim velo reshoim one day.
Kesherchotu Yisrael bo'egel v'meraglim.
Hispalel Moshe lefon of Erech HaPayim. This is the tefillah that Moshe Rabbeinu used. You said you're patient for Rishoyim.
Omalo Yakudish Baruch Hu v'alei amato lila tzadikim.
You said that meant for tzadikim.
Omalo to which Moshe responds, v'alei amato lila tzadikim Rishoyim.
But you told me that it's also meant for Rishoyim.
V'enakei l'shovim, to those who do tshuva. But lo yenakei l'sheinam shovim.
Kidvor posuk chof vayoyim eradoinoi solachti kidvorecho. And Hashem tells Moshe, I forgave Yisrael because of your taina. What taina? Says Rashi, b'shvil ma she'amarto she'yimru mebilti yechoy les Hashem. Your taina that it will be chilul Hashem. People will say that I am not capable of bringing Am Yisrael to Eretz Canaan.
Posuk chof alev ulom chay oni v'im oleich void adoinoi es kol oretz.
But says Hashem, chay oni, I swear by my life, just like I, Hashem, live forever, so too what I'm about to say will be true and will be fulfilled. In posuk chof beis and chof gimel, Rashi says the next words, v'im oleich void Hashem es kol oretz. You have to put it in brackets and we'll fill it in after the shvua. What is the shvua? Posuk chof beis.
Ki chol ha'anoshim ho'roim es kevoidi ves oisoisai asher osisi v'mitzrayim uv'amidbor v'inasu oisi ze eser pomim ve'lo yishome'u bekoili.
All the men that saw my glory and my nisim that I did in Mitzrayim and throughout the Midbor, and nevertheless they tested me 10 times, time after time, and they did not listen to what I tell them to do.
Lo
I swear that they will not see the land that I have promised, that I have sworn to give to their fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And all those that angered me will not see it. And now you have to insert, V'imolech v'yid Hashem es kol ha'oretz. But Hashem's glory will fill the earth. I will not destroy them in one instance right now because of what your taina was, Moshe Rabbeinu. It should have been a chilul Hashem. My covenant will continue to exist. There will not be a chilul Hashem because I will not destroy them immediately. Says Rashi v'ulam, k'moy avol zois eshelem. Even though solachti, I have forgiven you, forgiven them, and eventually they will enter Eretz Yisrael. I will not destroy them immediately all right now, but the following I will do. Chai oni loshen shvuah. Keshem shani chai. Just like I live forever. Uchvoidi yimole es kolo oretz. Kacha kaim lohem. What will I do? Ki cholo anoshim oroim en posuk chav beiz chav gimel. Im yiru es haoret. They will not see the land. But the words. Ve'ulom. Ve'yimole ichvoid Hashem es kolo oretz. Harei ze mikro mesuros. You have to rearrange the posuk. Chai oni, what's the shvua? Posuk chobeiz chav gimel. Ki cholo anoshim imiru es haoretz. And then, uchvoidi imole es kol haoretz. Shelo yizchal al shmi b'mageifo azois. They will not be a chilul Hashem by me striking them with a plague. Leimo mebildi yecholes Hashem laviyom. I'm not going to do that. Shelo yamisim pisoim kish echod. Elo b'ichur arboim shona me'at me'at. They'll die slowly, slowly over the next 40 years. Rashi posuk chavbeiz vayinasu kimashmo'oi. They tested me. Ze eser po'omim, shnayim bayam, shnayim bamon, shnayim baslov. Kidisa maserta elchin, the Gemara goes through exactly what the 10 nisyonois were. Take a look at the sifse rachomim, he goes through all 10 of them. Im yiru, lo yiru. Im is loshen shvua, namely they will not see. Lo yirua, lo yiru es haoretz, they will not see Eretz Yisrael. Posuk chav dalet ve'avdi cholev eikev o yisor ruach acheres imoi vayimalei acharoi v'ahavi oisiv el ha'oretz asher bo shomo v'zaroi yoirishenu. But my servant Kolev, being that he had a different spirit within him, in other words, he tricked the Meraglim. With his mouth, he told them, he made them believe that he's with them, he's on the same team. But his heart was in a different place. That's called a different spirit. That's how he managed to quiet them down and to say what he had to say. He fulfilled wholeheartedly after me. Because he did that, I will bring him to the land that he went there, specifically Chevron. He went there to daven on Kivrei Avos, as we saw above. V'zaro yirishenu, his descendants will get rid of the goyim that are there, and he will get that city of Chevron. Says Rashi, Ruach Acheres, Shtei Ruchois, two spirits. If you have another spirit, 1 + 1 = 2. Achas bepeh v'achas belev. L'meraglim omar, ani mochem be'etzo. He said, I'm with you, with his mouth. But in his heart, he always, from the start, he planned on saying the truth. Because of this trickery, that's how he was able to quiet them down. They thought he's going to follow suit in what they said. What was in my heart? Because his piv and liboy were not shovim. That was the trick. This missing word over here. He fulfilled wholeheartedly after me. His whole heart was after me, even though his mouth was not with me. But his whole heart was with me. Does not mean to inherit, rather get rid of. Throw out. Ketargumo yesarchino. Yerisho es ha'anokim. Throw out the giants. Ves ha'om asher bo. Ne'ine targumo yeresina. Yeresina would mean to inherit. That's only a little mokum yirosheno. If it would have said yirosheno. But it doesn't say that. It says yoirisheno, which means to get rid of, throw out. Posuk chofei v'ho amoliki v'akanan yoshei bo'imek. Mochor, penusu lochem hamidbor, derech yamsuf. Says Hashem to Moshe, at this point it's too late. They can't change their mind anymore. Amaleki and Kanani are in the valley in front of you. Don't bother trying to go to Eretz Yisrael by force. Tomorrow, make a U-turn, turn around towards the desert, towards Yam Suf. Says Rashi, Amaleki, Im teilchu shom yargu eschem. Me'achar sheini mochem, I'm no longer with you. Mocho pnu la'achireichem. Usu lochem, back to the desert, towards Yam Suf, down south. Pozuk chovo vaidaber Adonai el Moshe vel Aharon leimor. And now Hashem speaks to Moshe to tell over to Aharon leimor, to tell this to Am Yisrael. In the previous psukim, Hashem told Moshe about the gzeira that's going to happen to Am Yisrael. And now he's telling him, say over this information to Am Yisrael. Ad Mosai lo idohoro azois asher heimo malinim aloi estelunois b'nei Yisrael asher heimo malinim olai shomoti. Until when will I be patient and not punished? This Edo Horo Azois, referring to the Meraglim, the 10 Meraglim. What do? They're causing Am Yisrael to complain against me. I've heard all the complaints of Am Yisrael. Says Rashi, Lo Edo Horo Azois, Eino Meraglim, Mikan Lo Edo, Shi Yasoro. This is Rechazal on out. Whenever it says the word Edo, it's referring to 10 people. The bad Meraglim were 10. Asher Heimo Malinim Es Yisrael. Malinim means to cause someone else to complain. They cause Yisrael to complain. Oloi. Es Tzluno Yis B'nei Yisrael Asher Heimo HaMeraglim Malinim Oysam Oloi. Same word, Malinim. All the complaints that Am Yisrael caused B'nei Yisrael to complain against me, Shamoti. And therefore, Posuk Chovche Semoir Aleihem Chayoni Ne'um Adonai Imloi Kasher Dibartem Be'oznoi. Tell them that I swear, Chai Hashem is Loshen Shvua, just like I live forever, so too, I swear that exactly what you said, that's what I will do to you. Namely, Bamidbor Azeh Yiplu Figrichem V'chol Pekudichem L'chol Misparchem Miben Esrim Shanov Amolo Asher Halinoisem Oloi. This is what you wished upon yourself. Lumasnu beret Mitzrayim oy bamidbor hazeh lumasnu. You want to die in the desert? That's exactly what will happen. In this desert, your corpses will fall dead. Pigreichem davdo meraglim. V'chol pekudeichem l'chol misparchem. And all of Am Yisrael that were counted from the years 20 and up, that you have complained against me, that's exactly what will happen to you. Posuk lamed im atem tovoyu el ha'oretz asher nososi es yodin leshaken eschem bo ki im kolei ven yefune v'yoshua bin nun. I swear, im, continuation of the shvua, I swear that you will not come to the land that I have promised to settle you down there. Only kolei ven yefune and Yeshua bin nun, they're the only one that will come. Ve'etapechem asher amartem lo vaz yihye. And your children that you are worried about, that they're going to be taken captive, them I will bring and they will know the land that you were disgusted with. Says Rashi, Pasuk Chovches, Chai Oni, Loshen Shvua. The Loshen Shvua is just like I live forever, so to the following will be true. The problem is, that in this pasuk, it uses the negative side of the shvua. Meaning, if it would have said, Chai oni ne'um Hashem, that you will die here, nicha. But it says, im loi, the negative side. Im loi kasher dibartem ba'oznoi kein eset. So says Rashi, what that means is, kivyochol eini chai. Namely, if I don't do what I promised, kivyochol, I do not live forever. In the positive side, being that I do live forever, and therefore I will fulfill what I'm saying I'm going to do, that you will die here in the desert. Kasher dibaltem shebikashtem mimeni, oy bamidbor hazeh lumasnu, isn't that what you asked for? V'chol pekudeichem l'chol misparchem, kol hanimne miben mispor shatem nimni boy, all those that are counted, from the age counted, kegoin lotzeis v'lo v'latzova, lotzeis shkolim, kol hamenuim l'chol oisan misporois, Yomusu. And what is that number? Ve'elohim mi ben esrim shono. Loiti shivto shel Levi shein pekudei mi ben esrim. Levi was not counted from the age of 20. They were counted from a month old, and they were not under the gzeira of the chet of the meragel. Pozog lamed beis ufigrechem atem yipelu b'midbor hazeh. But your corpses, as opposed to your children will enter, but your corpses, you will end up dying in this desert. Says Rashi, Ketargumoi, Dilchoin, your corpses. Lefisha Diber Alabonim, a second ago we spoke about the children, Tapchem, Lachnisom Loret, Pikesh Loimar, Veatem Tomusu, Neufel, Loshen Zekan Loimaratem, as opposed to your Tapchem. That's why it says Atem. Pozuk lamed gimel uvneichem yihyu roim b'midbor 40 shana v'nosu es zenuseichem ad toim pingreichem b'midbor. And your children will have to be like shepherds wandering from place to place in this desert for the next 40 years. And they will receive the punishment, even though they didn't do anything wrong. But they're receiving the punishment of, they have to wait here in the desert for 40 years. Es znuseichem, for your chatoim, which is nimshal to znus. What is znus? When a married woman goes with another husband, she doesn't lean on her husband, she doesn't trust her husband. I, Hashem, am your husband. And you went astray from me? That's equivalent to znus. Your children will also take part in receiving a punishment for that, not death, but procrastinating in the desert for 40 years until all of your corpses die in this desert. Says Rashi, Arboim Shono. What's the cheshbon of 40 years? Why dafka 40? Loimeis echad mehem poriz mi ben shishim. Nobody died less than 60 years old. Lekach nigzar arboim. Kidei sheyihu oisom shel b'nei esrim magim lechlal shishim. Only those that were 20 years old were included in the gzeiro. And we waited for them to get to 60. A year from Mitzrayim passed already. We only have 39 years left. Emfad Rashi, v'shono rishoyno oiso b'chlal. Hashem is counting that first year into the 40 years of the gzeiro. V'af al pisha kodmo l'shluach meraglim. That year happened before they sent the meraglim. So how could that be included? L'fisha misho, the answer is, l'fisha misho osu es ha'egel. Once they did the egel a year ago already, also, gzeira zub machshava. This gzeira already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought of it. Eloshim tim lohem ashet mali tismali sa'osam. But he didn't bring it to fruition until the sack was full. Namely, another aveira of chet ha'meraglim, and that's what triggered this punishment. But really, it's for the chet ha'egel also. V'zehu shenema b'chet ha'egel uv'yoyim pokdi, when I will remember to punish. When will that be? Bameraglim. Ufokadati aleim chatosom. I will punish them also for the cheto egel. Vafkanemar. Here it's also hinted this idea that the cheto egel is also involved. As we'll see in the next posuk. Posuk lama dalit is going to say, Tisu es avoinoi seichem. It doesn't say avoinechem. Rather, avoinoi seichem plural. Shtei avoinois. What are the two chatoim? That's the answer. Shel egel v'shel tluna. Also the egel and also the complaints about chet ha'meraglim. And therefore, since the chet ha'egel is also being punished over here, therefore v'chishav lohem. Therefore, we counted the first year also as this 40 years. And therefore, we can say 40 years even though it's only 39. But now we have a problem. Because over here it says only those that were 20 years old by the chet ha'meraglim are going to be punished. So those that became 20 right now, in another 39 years, they're not going to be 60. They're going to be 59. And Rashi told us before, only those that reached 60 died. To solve that, says Rashi, v'chishev lohem b'minyan chayehem miktsas shono kekula. As far as that, as soon as they entered the year 60, what we call 59, is they entered, they began their 60th year, that already is considered 60. Ukshenichnu l'shna shishim, meisu oisam shel b'nei esrim. Though that are 20 now, and only 39 years passed from now. They're not going to be 60 yet. That's cool that they're 60, and they also died.
this whole cheshbon in Rashi is because the pasuk says for the next 40 years, but there wasn't 40 years, it's only 39. Must be counted from the egel. But the 20 only counts from the meraglim. We have to say, those that entered the 60th year already are going to die. They will suffer the punishment of your aveiros. Posuk lamed dalet b'mispar ayomim asher tartem es ha'oretz arboim yoim lashono yoim lashono tisu es avoino yiseichem arboim shono vidatem es tenuasi. And what's the cheshbon of 40 years? That's the amount of days that you explored the land. You explored it for 40 days, therefore the punishment is for 40 years, and therefore you will receive the punishment for your chato'im avoinoseichem, plural. That's what Rashi told us before. They're also being punished for chato'egel now. V'yedatem es tenuosi, and then you will know, you will recognize, you will realize that you removed, tenuosi means to remove, you removed your hearts from me, and therefore I removed myself from you. Says Rashi, tenuosi, shani oisim es levavchem me'acharei, you removed your hearts from me, but tenuosi is my removing myself from you. As a result, you moved from me, so memela, I moved from you. Tenu aloshen asoro kamoi kiheini avia oiso, that's what we're talking about, removing her from the neder that she made in Parshas Matos. But there's a problem in this pasuk. It says, yoim lashono, yoim lashono. A day per year, a day per year. L'chayre, it should have said, shono layoim, shono layoim. It's a year per day. The chet was 40 days, and the punishment is a year per day. So the Sforna has a completely different pshat in this phrase, yoim lashono, yoim lashono. Not like the way most of us understand it, that it's a year per day, a year per day. Rather, the Gemara in Tainis tells us that when did all the Mesa Midbar die? On Tisha B'Av. Every Tisha B'Av, they dug graves, and whoever, everyone lied in the grave, and whoever died, died, and the rest continued. Says the Sfarnoi, Yom Lashono. One day a year will this punishment happen. Namely, every Tisha B'Av, whoever is meant to die, will die on that year. Posuk lamed he, yani adoinoi, nibarti im loi, zois ese, l'chol hoido horo azois, hanu yodim oloi, bamidbor haze, yitamu, v'shom yomusu. Says Hashem, it is I, Hashem, who is talking, and when I say something, I don't regret it, I don't take it back. If I will not do the following, this evil nation, this evil community, that assembled against me. In this desert, you will die. You tamu, you'll be obliterated and die in this desert. The simple translation of the pasuk would have sounded like that the men that Moshe Rabbeinu sent to explore the land, namely the Meraglim, Vayashuvu, they returned now, and again, after this punishment was just told to the whole nation, they go back to doing the chet, and they cause Am Yisrael to complain again, and they continue to spread bad words about Eretz Yisrael. But that's ridiculous. They didn't get the lesson. Now they're going to continue doing their chatoim. Says Rashi, that's not the pshat. Rather, you have to read Posuk Lamed Vov and Lamed Zayin together. And this is there, you have to read it. And back then, at the beginning of the parasha, they returned from Eretz Canaan. And when they returned, they caused the nation to complain. And they spread bad words about Eretz Yisrael. You know what happened to them? Posuk Lamed Zayin. Vayomusu ho anoshim moitziei dibas ha'oretz ro'o b'magefo lifnei Adonai. Those people got a special treatment. They got a special death. Those that spread negative words about Eretz Yisrael, they died b'magefo in a unique plague, mido keneged mido, that Hashem sent them. Says Rashi. Take a look. It says Lamed Vov Lamed Zayin. Rashi telling you they have to connect these two psukim together. You can't read it on its own. Vayashuvu vayalinu olav ukeshashov umitur oret. Back then, hirimu olav eskolayda. They got everybody upset. Boitzas dibo oisamo anoshim vayomusu. Connected to pasuk Lamed Zayin. Those men died. What is the word to be lohitzi dibo? Koloitzas dibo loshin chinuch dvorim. To train someone to speak in a certain way. Shemalkichim l'shayim l'odom l'daber boy. You train someone, you convince someone to speak a certain way. K'moy doivev sivsei yeshenim. V'yeshen l'toivo v'yeshen l'ro. The word dibo by itself is not intrinsically bad. You could have a good type of dibo and a bad type of dibo. L'kach ne'emar in posuk lamed zayin, moitziei dibas ha'oret ro. Because sheyesh dibo shei l'toivo. And therefore it's telling you, this dibo is l'ro. The word dibo just means to get people to talk. It could be positive or negative. Ba magefo lifnei Hashem. Boi samiso agun olohem mido keneged mido. And what was that? Heim chotu baloshoin with their tongue, their speech. Venishtal vevloshoin of their tongue extended, became long antaburam until their belly button. Vetoiloim yoitzim iloshoinom uboim latoich taburam. And it made a hole in their belly button and worms would go from their mouth into their stomach. L'kach nemar b'magefo, v'loi b'magefo. B'magefo means the plague. V'zehu lifnei Hashem, something unique. V'zehu lifnei Hashem, bo'iso re'uyo lohem al pi midoy sov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shu moided mido keneged mido. Pozog lamelchez v'hoishu abin nun v'cholei benifune, choyu min ho'anoshim ho'heim ha'hoilechim. But Yeshua ben Nun and the Kole ben Yefune, they lived on from all those people that went to explore the land. They died in Pasuk Lamed Zayin. But Yeshua ben Nun and Kole ben Yefune, they lived. But Rashi's bothered by, what does it mean, min ho'anoshim ho'heim? It should have simply said, the Yeshua ben Nun, the Kole ben Yefune, choyu. What's the point of min ho'anoshim ho'heim? Says Rashi, Yeshua v'kolev choyu ma tamuloy ma choyu min ho anoshim ohem. Elo melameh shonot lu chelkom shel meraglim ba'oretz. Yeshua ben Nun and Kolev ben Yefune, they got the chelek, what the meraglim were supposed to get in Eretz Yisrael. V'komu tachteim lechaim. That's what it means. Choyu, they lived off the inheritance, the nachala of those people. Komu tachteim lechaim. They lived off, they lived in that land that they were supposed to get. Pasuk Lamed Tes, Vayidaber Moshe, Sadavorim Ho'ele, El Kol Bnei Yisrael, Vayisabelu Ha'om Me'oid. As Hashem told them, in Pasuk Chofches, Emoir Aleihem, and Moshe did what he was told, and he told this sad news to Bnei Yisrael, and the nation mourned very much. Vayashkimu Vaboyker, Vayalu El Roish Ho'or Leimoir, הננו ועולינו אל המקום אשר אומר אדוני כי חותנו. And they got up early the next morning and they went to the top of the mountain in the direction of Eretz Yisrael. And they said, here we're ready to do, we're doing tshuva now. We're going to go to the land, to Eretz Yisrael that Hashem wanted to give us because we realized that we have sinned by saying we want to go back to Mitzrayim. We're doing tshuva, we're ready to go. Says Rashi El Roy Shahor, who had derech oila l'Eretz Yisrael, the direction of Eretz Yisrael. Hinenu v'olinu el amokoim l'Eretz Yisrael, asher omer Hashem l'sito lonu shom na'ale. Kichotonu al asher omarnu aloi toiv lonu shuv mitzroimo. Posuk memale v'yoimer Moshe lomoze atoim evrim es pi adoinoi v'hi loy sitzloch. And Moshe tells them, why are you transgressing what Hashem said not to do? V'hi lo yitzloch, this action you're trying to do will not be successful. Says Rashi, v'hi lo yitzloch. Rashi is bothered by Loshen v'hi. It should have said, v'atem lo yitzlichu, you will not be successful. Says Rashi, the word v'hi is going on the action. Zu sh'atem oisim, this action that you're trying to do, lo yitzloch, will not be successful. Al talu ki ein adoinoi bekir bechem, ve lo itinog efu lifnei oiveichem.
Do not continue going up to, do not go up to Eretz Yisrael, because Hashem is not with you. And you will, in order that you should not be struck down by your enemies.
Ki ho amoliki vakanani shom lifnichem unvaltem bechorev ki al kein shavtem meachare adoinoi velo yehiye adoinoi imochem.
And which enemies will strike you down? The Amaleki and the Kanani are right there at the border. They're waiting for you. Unefaltem bechorev, you will fall to their sword. And why will this happen? Because you have returned. You went backwards from what Hashem said to do. And even though now you're doing tshuva, but it's too late. And Hashem will not be with you.
Says Rashi, ki al kein shavtem kloimal. Ki zois tov elochem.
Why will this happen to you? Al asher shavtem, because you returned from away from Hashem.
Posuk mem dalet vayapilu lalois el roish hohor varoin bris adoino yomoyshe loimoshu mikerev amachane.
But they didn't listen. They continued to defiantly go up to the top of the mountain. But the orin of Hashem and Moshe did not remove themselves from the machane. They stayed put. They're going against Hashem once again.
Vayapilu, says Rashi, loshon choizek, strength, but a chutzpah type of strength.
Vechein vihine upelo, ingirish belaz, loshon azus, defiant.
Vechein oifel basiyoin, oifel vavachan.
That's one pshat.
V'midrash tanchumo mefarshe loshon oifel with an aleph,
which means holchu chasheichim, they're going in darkness because it's shalai birshus, it's without Hashem's permission.
Posuk mem hei vayered ho amoliki vakenani hayoshev behor hahu vayakum vayakesum ad hachormo.
And indeed, as Moshe Rabbeinu warned them, that's exactly what happened. The Amaleki and Kanani that were on that mountain, they came down, vayakum, they struck them, vayakesum, they struck them again and again. We call that, they crushed them, ad hachomo, until they completely destroyed them, so much so the place was named Chomo. They destroyed them until the place called Chomo, because they completely destroyed them.
Says Rashi, vayakesum, kamoivo ekois, oisoi tochoin.
That's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu crushing, grinding the eagle, when he tells over the story in Parshas Ekev.
Mako achal mako,
blow after blow, strike after strike, that's called crushing.
Adachomo shem amokim nikro al shem hamoiro.
The place of the name of the place was called based on what happened over there. Second time in the sixth parasha. Beginning of the parasha, they called it Nachal Eshkoil al shem hamoiro, and here it's called Hachomo, also al shem hamoiro. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Shlach, the Chet Hameraglim.